All the channels are on. All right, welcome to Come Town, the podcast that everyone knows and loves. How are you guys doing?
It's Adam only. To make up for the last few episodes where Adam has not been on it.
The Patreon dipped about $50,000. Yeah, we're negative $10,000 right now because people were mad that I was gone.
I am legitimately down tens of thousands of dollars in cryptocurrencies. So I'm making up for it by just wasting motherfuckers in Red Dead Redemption, which I would not be doing had I not lost money.
Yes, Nick would be taking it seriously.
Sitting here playing video games until I die.
Yeah, I think it's a good insight into your psyche that losing tens of thousands of dollars, I've seen a calm go over you.
No,
damn, headshot.
He was way more mad when a bear landed on top of his hat.
No,
in this game.
Yeah. Well, a bear, you break a horse, and then the goddamn bears show up, and great, now we got lawmen coming from both sides.
All right, man. Kill these lawmen, and then time to put the game away.
No, the episodes have been great.
No, man. Can't keep playing fucking Red Dead the whole time.
People have been really into me just playing video games the entire time.
All right, here we go. Nick's going to shoot a lawman in his head.
They don't deliver here.
Oh, really?
That's bullshit, dude. They deliver to Bushwick and Bedside. I don't understand. Did I put the street in wrong?
Maybe you did Hart.
Hart Street.
I'm trying to fucking buy weed everywhere.
Damn.
Nick just did a headshot that he's pretty proud of.
I guess the weed delivery guy says that this street is off limits.
What the fuck, dude? I need weed. This is bullshit.
I actually went to the dispensary last week with my sister, the now fully legal weed dispensary in Vegas. Yeah,
Vegas got weed?
And I was very disappointed because she said last time she was there, she had a celebrity sighting, and that celebrity was one of the Property Brothers.
Whoa, toking up?
Buying nug.
How much?
Buying some fucking dank nugs.
How much?
I don't know, but apparently he was with a hot girl who I can only assume is their shared wife.
I hope she was filled up. I hope she was filled up with property goo.
Yeah, they breastfeed off of that woman. I've read about
just
that.
Oh, God.
Is it still recording?
Fuck. Yeah, we're still recording.
Oh, damn. They shot the bear cap off your head, bitch.
Also, another thing I learned at the dispensary is that the band 311 has their own strain of weed.
Whoa.
And that strain is called, and you would think it's called Amber or something, right? No, but the strain is called Beautiful Disaster.
Ah, yes.
Which
Beautiful Disaster.
Oh, that's a song?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was a song.
Of course.
I just thought it was just
probably the most famous 311 song.
Yeah. No way. Amber is the Color of Your Energy is more famous.
Whoa. No.
And then the cover of that Cure song that they did for 50 First Dates with Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah. Quality flick.
They did that Cure song cover.
Which one?
What was it called? You know what I'm talking about?
Tuesday, I'm sucking dick.
No, not that one.
Now I'm sucking dick. Thursday, forget about it. I'm fucking sucking cock. Right, Friday. My name is Ian.
I'm fucking gay.
Nick and
this
I
is
were.
The Cure. The Cure for heterosexuality.
Yeah, exactly. The Cure was about... were about gay conversion, but making everyone convert to being gay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what The Cure is.
There should be a church. We should start a church that does that.
That makes
everyone convert to being gay.
Yeah, we can. We can call it the Church of Adam Friedland.
That would be, you know, I would be flattered.
Everyone's gay.
No, but we make people pray... Away the straight.
The gayest man there is, you.
Pray away the straight.
But in a bad way.
I didn't ask to be a clergy member, but if you need me to step up.
Whoa. Amber is the color of my dark ass piss. Whoa.
Damn.
I think my kidney stopped working.
Yep. I'm panicking because I forget which reads we're supposed to do this week.
Oh, okay.
Do you need a check?
Yeah, I guess I should go.
I heard on the app that I wasn't on last week. You guys did the reads for like an hour.
Don't worry about what happens when you're not
chill
here.
Chill out, man.
Yeah. I heard it was not about you. I heard it was really good.
Don't be hearing anything about them.
I don't know.
Just go about your business.
I heard it was great.
Just go about your business or we'll have to suspend you again.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a brief.
My one week suspension.
The GIA.
The Dow Jones?
Dow Jones Industrial Average.
Yeah, what about it?
You know, that is DGIA.
DGIA?
DGIA.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, damn. Looking like I'm down 400 points today. Oh, my job? Well, I'm what you refer to as an index.
An index is just a bunch of...
The damn, dude.
Come on, dude.
Come on.
Come on, that's the kind of joke that we...
Can you stop being racist, dude? Back from the show, and we suspended you for being racist.
Mm-hmm. You got suspended.
You got a 1 week suspension for racism.
I had to go to my mom's house.
That's right.
Think about it.
And think about what you did.
Yeah.
And now you start back up.
Shit. Rob.
Whoa. I've never had sex with a woman.
Oh, it's that. It's a whatever things I go. I will always love
That's right.
you,
mm-hmm.
whatever words.
Ooh, damn, now you're taking me back, dude.
Today it's Bet DSI and Blue Chew.
Okay.
That's a little
teaser. Bring it back to the
classes.
Yeah, so, you guys, if you want to hear those ads, stay tuned, because we got nothing going on until then.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I remember that I Will Always Love You song, dude. I'm in eighth grade.
That was a Cure song, right?
With absolutely no pussy whatsoever on the horizon, just thinking about girls that would never even kiss me and thinking about how I'll always love them.
Oh, I was just watching that movie, 50 First Dates, wondering if I could find a retarded girl to date.
A bitch with a fucked up brain.
Did you hear, you know, look, I don't want to say his name, but we'll call him. Did you hear this? Did you hear this story about... And I don't want to, because it's like, if it's not true, it's wildly libelous.
Yeah. I don't remember the exact details, but yes, I have heard this story.
It unreal.
It truly is.
Unreal. That is like the most scumbag thing I've ever
heard.
Okay,
well, let's just say some guy.
No, we can't even do that, because if it's not true, and we say that, like, that's a level where it's like...
We can say people are saying, like Trump, people are saying that.
Allegedly. No.
But it's not about a real guy. Let's stop talking about this guy. I want to talk about something else, a different guy.
You know people will put it together.
Not even a real guy.
This is one. He did something so heinous that I don't even want to mention it in the fear that it's not true, because it's like it would destroy his life.
All right, what you have to do is take it. You can't not say it.
I'm terribly confused.
You have to edit out the joke saying of his name.
Make sure I do that.
I will make sure.
Yeah,
you
we'll
have
make
to tell
sure.
the story, because it's also hilarious.
Yeah, he had sex with a woman with Down syndrome in the parking lot of a show. Of like an open mic.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Whoa. Retarded pussy is the sweetest pussy there is. Whoa. I tricked her into... My fucking car.
I mean, look, of all the crazy things I've heard that, like, shitty comics have done.
Yes.
To fuck a woman with Down syndrome. Because she was like, you are funny.
Oh, God.
Be like,
oh,
damn,
God.
You want to come
that
out to my car?
Took her to the car. The parking lot.
Right.
She doesn't even get to go indoors. Yeah. Take her to your fucking home, for Christ's sake, dude.
Look, man, she thought I had a good set.
There was a...
By the time she knew what was going on, it was over.
You've heard that story?
Yeah, I have.
And what's your take on it?
I got it. There's more detail, but I can't remember.
What more detail could there possibly
be? I think she was like hanging around. He was like kind of working on it. Like,
oh!
I think that was like hanging around.
He's like, you look beautiful.
Like... Yeah, dude.
He was sober.
Yeah, like this isn't manslaughter. This is premeditated.
This is murder.
Retarded
one.
Pussy murder.
Yeah, yeah. Retarded pussy one.
Whoa. Yeah, she really liked that part where I yelled really loud. The car is hilarious. Damn. Suck my dick. I am gay. So, boys, what's going on? What's on the docket? What are we going on for fucking Thanksgiving, boys, huh?
I'm in town. I'm here.
I think I'm going back to
Yeah,
I was out of town last week.
I might have to... I'm going to tell everyone I know that I'm doing something with somebody else and then sit on my couch and play Red Dead Redemption.
Perfect. Perfect.
The only thing I'm fucking thankful for... I mean, honestly, this game is saving my life.
Beautiful, man.
I just you can't fight it, man. There's nothing I want. I just want to eat pills and play video games.
I know. My brother came and we hung out, and I'd been kind of, you know, I wasn't smoking and I was trying not to eat like shit. Mm-hmm. And then he came and I was like, well, my brother's here. Yeah. I have to get high all day and eat dumplings.
I was going to say, you look maybe 2 to 4 pounds lighter.
Thanks, man. I have, you know, I...
Maybe it's the color shirt that you're
wearing.
I'm
going to catch flack like I always do because we have a lot of haters.
You're really trying to turn it around.
But I am trying to turn my life around. Uh-huh. And I will say, I've had 4 smoothies in the last day. I've been to Planet Fitness Astoria, okay? Check my tag, you fucking haters. It has been fucking checked in the last 2 days, and I spent over 25 minutes on an elliptical and stationary bike.
Yeah.
It's still, I'm the king of low.
You're basically
low
the mayor,
impact cardio.
The mayor on Foursquare.
100%.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
going
to pay like a African man to come vacuum me.
Yeah.
You get a maid service.
Pringles crumbs
I got
right
Pringles
now.
Crumbs all over me. Just, yeah.
Do you think if I hired, okay, let's say that guy vacuums you. Do you think he would move my legs around as if I was on a bicycle?
Yeah.
And that way I don't have to actually do it myself?
Mm-hmm.
You think that would help?
That would be pretty sweet.
Someone lifting the weights for you?
Yeah, damn. I had some good things I wanted to bring to the show.
Well, yeah, we had there was some good riffs flying around before.
Some news. I am now in contact with Savage Psycho Joe.
Oh,
that's big.
Don't ruin it, dude. Come on. I would love to just surprise people by having him on.
And he says he will not do the show.
Nice. Good job.
Oh, yeah, well, he said he's going to Columbia.
He has to go to Columbia to train.
I'm Jeannie McLean's.
Models and important people.
You fucking maggot, George. I'm going to Columbia.
You think he would train me, dude? Maybe that's what I need.
Yeah.
I need Savage Psycho Joe. Nick fired up Red Dead again, by the way, guys.
I couldn't resist.
Just letting you know.
You guys just literally...
This is 5 minutes. I can't help myself. It's like the number one sign that I shouldn't start drinking again. It's like, I just can't stop myself.
Yeah, I mean...
You put a bag of Reese's miniatures in front of me?
Mm-hmm.
If I have one of those, guess who's going to see the mayor of Reese's Town? Guess who's going? Mr. Mullen's going to Washington.
Mr. Mullen goes to Washington.
The Pentagon is...
To try and have sex with some of those children from the pizza place.
Yeah. That'd be funny to go there and just start raping the male employees at gunpoint. Is this what it feels like? Broke into Comet Ping Pong Pizza and raped every employee at gunpoint.
3 Honduran bus boys were raped at gunpoint. Mm-hmm. fuck.
But like, busboy is a funny word, you know?
Yeah.
It sounds like if child porn was legal, there would be a website called Busboys.
Yeah. Yep. Just running a train on them.
Uh-huh.
Everyone takes a ride on the bus. Hop in. Choo-choo.
I'm gay.
Everyone fuck this boy's ass.
What the fuck, dude?
Dude, I'm sorry.
What the fuck? I'm sorry
you're wanted dead or alive in those territories, man.
I got to pay an $85 bounty?
Fuck, I'm sorry, man.
That's fucking gay, dude.
I agree.
I did nothing wrong except murder that family. It'd be so sweet if you could murder a police officer and you just pay $85.
That would be tight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I don't have another save either. Shit.
Shit, dude, you're fucked.
Shit.
You better stop playing for now.
No, we're just going to keep going. We're going to figure this out.
Oh, fuck. Okay. What kind of pies do you guys like? Pumpkin or sweet potato? Or do you go some kind of pecan situation?
I like a fruit pie.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Shut up.
Fucking fruit. Fucking queer.
I said that on purpose.
Fucking fruit?
No. I like a
man cum pie.
No, that's not a fruit.
Yeah, it is.
Whatever.
Adam, you eat man
berry
cum pie?
You can't make a pie out of that.
Yes, you can. You
How
do all
could
the
you
time.
Get enough man's cum?
You do. You have 8. You're like, holding 8 full-size man cum pies in your hand right now.
That is...
Isn't he, Nick?
That yeah.
Is probably less
yeah,
than
Yeah, you
a
have
cup.
A bunch of cum in your pants that you're drinking.
Yeah, that's in addition
How
to
How am
the,
I drinking out of my pockets? Pants?
Because you have a camel straw. Back
you have
in
crazy,
your pants.
You have a crazy and straw that's going into your pants. And it's drinking a bunch of other guys' cum, Matt.
Yep. I drink your semen.
I don't know why
I
you'd
drink
be doing,
it up.
I don't know why you'd be doing something like that.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm just trying to get to the post office to pay this bounty, and now I've...
You're already wanted
I've killed another man by accident.
Oh, no. They're investigating.
I've ran over him with my horse.
Shit, you think you're going to get rid of it?
I don't know, dude. I've fucked up so much. This is like... This is sort of like real life. You know?
This game?
You do one crime, and then that's how they get you in the system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And once they get, they take these young men and they put them in the system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you go into, you go, you do a weekend in jail for uh-huh. shoplifting. You get out. What do you have to do next? Start raping people.
Yep.
And it's not even your fault. That's called being institutionalized.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's like that guy, that old guy that hung himself from Shawshank. He just couldn't stop raping, and that's why he killed himself.
They want me to pay another $20 now because that fucking asshole ran in front of my horse. This is just like taxes, dude.
You have to pay taxes in this game?
No, well, it's technically a tax to ride your horse at the kind of speed I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
As a man of speed.
That's right. As a fast boy.
All right, pay bounty here.
You pay a bounty for yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah, you clear and your good name.
You can commit a crime and then pay your way out of
it? Yeah, you can pay your way out of it.
That's great.
The free market.
Yeah, that's capitalism. I mean, it kind of is.
It literally is.
That was great when you used to be able to, like, buy your way out of going to the Civil War. And you're like, no, it makes sense.
God damn.
And it does make sense to me, honestly.
You think the rich should be exempt from military service?
Yeah, but the way we do it now, where we don't have a draft anymore, we just force poor people into the military by not giving them options.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I agree generally, I guess. Damn, what a gay-ass country.
Yeah.
And it's the best one, and it sucks.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe we should go to fucking Kuwait or
Paris.
What were you saying?
Paris.
Paris?
Yeah.
You want to move to Paris?
No. That would suck. I would feel like I would get kicked out of Paris pretty quickly.
Why would you get kicked out of Paris?
I keep saying N-words in Paris.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Mm. Bum, bum.
You'd be going bum, up to bum, Caribbean guys and be like, who let these? I'm like, no, it's a song.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
And there's so many black people in Paris, too.
There's a lot. Like, there's a lot.
Yeah, who let these? It's like, oh, look, I didn't understand what the song was about. I thought the song was for guys like me.
You could do a whole series of those, you know?
Mm-hmm.
N-words in Rome, you know?
Uh-huh. N-words. Oh, just different cities?
Yeah, different
That's
places
a good
you
idea.
Could say the N-word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then where do we relocate? If America ain't it, sis.
Oh,
what's
like,
next?
Yeah.
As a trio, where do we go to start our lives over?
Mogadishu, Somalia.
The three Busketeers.
Where do the three Busketeers go? Where do we find D'Artagnan and fuck his ass?
The three Elon Musk.
Elon Musketeers.
Yeah, three Lon Musketeers.
The three Lons Musketeers.
And we have to D'Artagnan.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
D'Artagnan. D'Artagnan Neeson. Stars.
Uh huh.
And the Elon Musketeers.
He plays all three Musketeers.
Yeah. So take that, President Beavis. Someone with like a giant brain tumor trying to go after the president. It just doesn't make any sense.
No. Calling him Beavis is good, though.
No, somebody had a tweet because Trump tweeted. They were like, nice to see little R Democrat or, you know, Democrat.
Yeah, shit.
Adam shit.
That was awesome. Shit.
I know.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
And then somebody responded. They were like, hey, President Beavis, it's Adam Schiff. You think? And it's like, he will rule forever.
Beavis as in Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah. It's, which is like such a weak diss.
I know.
What? In response to Adam Schitt.
The president.
Adam Schitt is great.
On purpose spelling a fucking, what is he, a congressman?
A congressman's name wrong.
Spelling it shit.
Yeah, and he kept the S-C-A for the plausible it's deniability.
Very, yeah, it's very funny.
Yeah.
It is a good bit.
Yeah.
Great bit.
Adam he is funny every
he
once
He does
in
it
while.
Again.
Yeah. No, he rules, dude.
The
I
thing
would
you
love
said
be,
about how Finland rakes
they, yeah,
their
they
forests.
Sweep between
they
the
sweep
trees.
Their forests. It's like, and the guy, the president from Finland's like, I don't know what he's talking about. Like, we have no idea what he's talking about.
It's so cool.
We don't sweep our forests. We just, like, we're under snow half the year. That's why we don't have fucking full forest fires.
They sweep all that shit up. Dude, yeah, he's the best. I love him. I don't know how you can't.
Yeah.
I don't know how you mean, what kind of brain damage you have to not be completely in love with this person.
Absolutely.
To find no faults and Red Dead is back, everyone. Yeah. To find no faults.
Dude, everything that like every time he insults like something that like, people think is like a serious institution, like he gave Sheldon Adelson's wife the Presidential Medal of Freedom. For no reason.
That's hilarious.
Like, he has...
Oh, yeah, didn't
people
he
are mad he hasn't visited the troops yet, but, like, he just doesn't care.
Yeah.
He just, like, makes troops. Everything that's, like, fake that we care about just look like...
He gave the Medal of Honor to Babe Ruth, too.
And Elvis.
Posthumously.
Wait, he gave the Medal of Honor to Elvis?
Yeah, Elvis and Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
He's like, we're gonna get Elvis... Sheldon Adelson's wife, Babe Ruth.
Sheldon Adelson's wife, Elvis, and Babe Ruth.
I didn't know about Elvis.
Yeah.
And he was like, when he was talking about Babe Ruth, he was like, not a lot of people know. He used to be a pitcher.
Yeah.
It's like everyone knows that, man.
That's true. That,
literally everyone knows.
And he used to be on the Red Sox.
A lot of people know that. Yeah, that he. I love him.
Yeah.
Oh, look, dudes, we got two guys just hanging out.
Uh-oh. Did you just come upon two guys walking towards the woods together?
They're cruising.
They're definitely cruising.
I'm just fucking with you, guy.
Dude, they just threatened Nick with murder.
Why antagonize them?
Well, what are you going to do about it, man? You're going to let
stomp them with your horse.
You going to let those two guys about to hook up? Last warning, dude.
Yeah, no, I antagonized them.
Wow.
I love antagonizing people.
You're a rude guy, man.
I know. I love that you can be rude in this game. That's an option, is being rude to people.
Mail a rude letter to your mother.
Mail
press X.
A picture of your dick to your mom.
Oh,
you guys ever accidentally send a dick pic to your mom?
Of course.
Everyone's done that. Classic.
Accidentally.
Yeah, you might as well do it, Adam.
I've on purpose sent a dick pic to both of your moms.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah. I sent a dick pic to Charlize.
Charlize Theron, the
no,
actress?
No, different Charlize. You don't know her. She lives in Canada.
Lying about inventing a woman.
That you sent a
you
dick
sent
pic
an unsolicited
to.
Dick pic to. Yeah.
Making a girl up.
Yeah. Yeah, I forced a girl to look at my penis. You don't know her. She goes to a different school.
Yeah, there's a girl I like. You don't know her. There's a girl I think is hot. You don't know her.
Yeah,
she goes,
yeah
she
there's a woman I'm attracted to.
You've never even heard of such a woman.
Jump off this bridge, dude.
I should,
real.
Dude. Fuck it.
Jump off, dude. Jump off, bro. Yes! Damn. A fitting end.
Yeah.
An end you deserve.
I'm really pissed off I had to pay that fine.
Sorry, man.
That fucking sucks, dude. $100?
That's
a lot
of money.
That's a lot
of money back then, dude.
It was. That's like $80 million now for doing nothing wrong.
Damn. Damn, so a quarter. You must have been rich with a quarter, dude.
Yeah. You could have so much sex back then if you had a full quarter.
If you flipped a coin, that was a big dick move.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine, dude, if we flipped with $100 bills?
Can you imagine having sex?
Yes, I do it often. I imagine it often.
I would love to have sex. I would love to experience that at some point in my life.
I think I'd like to have sex soon as well.
Yep.
The more I think about it.
In fact, I would like to place a bet on
how
much
you want to have sex.
God damn, finally. Break time. We're finally ready to clock out. Whew, all this hard podcasting we've been doing. To talk about my favorite website, betdsi.com.
Dude, I love it personally.
Yeah, they've been in business over 20 million years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Since the dinosaurs, back when the dinosaurs took a big gamble on whether or not
that asteroid
they could stop. A lot of people don't know this, but I'm what you refer to as a some type of one of these weird new types of Christians that think that the Jews in the mm-hmm. Bible are actually dinosaurs.
Which they are.
In the Old Testament, mm-hmm. the dinosaurs were actually the original reptilian Jews that we all know about now as, you know, controlling everything. But they
yes.
they all, they would bet
mm-hmm.
in the temple, which God was mad about. But some of the Jews would bet on BetDSI.com, which was actually back in business.
Wow.
It's been in business that long.
It was 20 million years.
That's incredible.
It was the only website, and it's that's why to this day it's no Jews allowed.
BetDSI does allow Jews.
It's a German company, and a lot of people think that's the reason that they have explicit anti-Semitic rules.
Move on to talking about the ad.
It's German.
Start talking about the copy, please.
They've been in business over 20 years, and they do allow Jews now.
Now they do. Yeah.
We wrote a strongly worded letter.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, listen up, you fucking boo.
You threatened...
They're like, wow, these are pretty strong words. We better rethink our position on the dinosaurs. I guess it has been 20 million years. BetDSI is the premier sports book betting website.
It is.
You go there, you play, bet, win. They got a mobile app that's easy to use.
Awesome customer service.
You can gamble anywhere, 24/7 customer service. Mm-hmm. Call them up anytime, any fucking place, anywhere. Call them up in the library, and if they shush you, you'd be like, bitch.
Shut the fuck up, mm-hmm.
bitch. I'm on the phone.
I'm talking about my bets.
I'm on the
bitch.
Goddamn phone.
Fuck mm-hmm. you. Fuck you, you 65-year-old bitch.
Fuck you. I'm on the phone.
I'm on the fucking phone, bitch. You fucking
I'm on
cunt.
The phone. I'm on the phone. In the library. It's where I make my fucking calls. Because it's fucking quiet in here, you dumb bitch. Because I don't want to be interrupted by loud-ass people on the fucking street. That's why I come in here to call BetDSI's customer service department 24/7. I don't give a shit the library closed 10 minutes ago. You can suck my fucking dick. I'm calling customer service at BetDSI.com.
So true.
They got a good-ass history of paying winners and picking up the motherfucking phone.
Mm-hmm.
They love phone calls. Call them up. They offer live in-game wagering.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can fucking... You can change your mind, mm-hmm. which I love doing.
Hedge on a bet.
I hate making the decision.
Yep.
Nothing worse than a decision.
Crypto's failing now. Shut take
up.
Your money out.
Shut the fuck up.
What do you mean?
We're
up.
Doing the read, man.
Yeah,
no, take your
read.
Money out. Put it on betdsi.com.
No, it's also like I'm what you call a influencer. So I'll say this. Buy now.
Yeah. Buy what?
Now's
buy,
the time to buy
but
crypto.
Now is the time to buy cryptocurrency more than ever.
Mm.
Look, and fuck that Coinbase shit. Don't go on there and spend $145 on Ethereum.
No.
You come to me, I'll sell it to
buy
you.
Buy it from Nick directly.
Buy from me directly. I'll fucking OTC you that shit for $250 each.
Easy.
That way you're paying. That's how you know you're getting the good shit.
That's right.
You cheap out and you buy the cheap Ethereum, mm-hmm. you're a fucking idiot.
No, Nick's got the primo shit.
I got some fucking bags to dump on you if you want.
That's right. But don't do that. First,
go to BetDSI.com and lose all your money there.
Yeah. And make all your money.
Make all your money.
Make a lot of money.
Reminder, it is literally impossible to lose.
Yeah. It is very possible to lose. Jews are allowed and it's possible to lose.
So when you sign up, make sure you use promo code CUM120. So they know we sent you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you sign up, you've got some options. You can either play and cash out, or you can take the bonus dollar sign.
I love that mm-hmm. shit.
Which is like getting a casino comp up front before you've played at the tables.
That's so true.
Imagine getting money. Someone, just a big tittied fucking bitch.
Huge. You can see her nipples. One of just the pierced.
The world. There's just a nice, like, fluid rack.
Just unbelievable.
Every step,
like
it's
a
like
a waterbed.
Yeah, you think a T-Rex is fucking looking for you. You have to be very quiet. Don't make a move.
Don't touch your titty.
You'll come in your pants if you make a noise. This is the world's most perfect big shaky boom. Tits.
Boom. Love it.
And
yummy.
She walks boom. Up to you and she's like, here's some money, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh, God, what's wrong with you? And she's like, I've been with a lot of men.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of cum on my tonsils.
Yeah, it's like, damn. So it's going to be good, but I'll never be able to have feelings for you.
Perfect.
And that's a little lesson for the ladies.
Which we call the win-win around here.
You know, you think like, look, we've learned not to slut shame you out loud, but hey. You think we're sticking around?
Are we still doing?
Yeah. Trust me. We are not sticking around. Anyways, BetTheSI.com. You take the bonus money, which is
from
like
that bitch that Nick's not sticking around.
Yeah, we're not sticking around for that bitch. But I'll tell you who's sticking around. BetTheSI, mm-hmm. because they've been in business over 20 years.
That's
paying
right.
out winners. So if you're going to be in the sports book, which is where we like to gamble.
We love to gamble.
We love gambling in the sports book. Use promo code CUM120. Up to $1,000 are going to give you 60% bonus cash, which would turn $1,000 into $1,600 to play with. So mm-hmm. once again, that's betthesi.com. Come 120. Let's start the show. I'm going to read that every time. I love reading that part. I feel like Lewis.
Bet the Ravens.
Lamar Jackson.
I'll tell you what, Cincinnati. Dude. I'll tell you what, doggy. Oh, yeah. You guys got your picks.
Yeah. Bet the Ravens, Lamar. The Lamar era is here.
Mm-hmm.
Flacco's out the door. Flacco's old news. And then continue to bet the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis is a juggernaut. Fuck the whole team.
Yep.
Et cetera. Suck, et cetera. Fuck me. Eat my
yeah.
pussy.
Get hetera.
Get hetera, dude. Et cetera, get hetera.
Mm-hmm.
I love fucking and eating, but
I,
all the time.
I just came in my pants tonight. It must have been from getting head. I just came in my pants tonight.
She sucked my dick through my pants.
I wish I had never had sex. It'd be nice if I had just never fucked and then I could delude myself into thinking I was pretty good at it. Like being a race car driver.
You think,
I'll never do that, so I get to sit here and think, like, yeah, I'd probably be pretty good at that.
Right.
Imagine if you just never fucked. Mm-hmm. You'd be like, yeah, I'm like, dude, I'm awesome at fucking.
No, you would not.
No, my mind would be.
You would
want to
hang yourself 24/7.
Yeah. Nah, I already
You'd be
feel
terrified
that way.
Of sex.
It would be worse, dude. Believe me. As a man who didn't fuck till late in life.
Yeah.
And who now is making up time.
Yeah. But that never ends.
I know. It sucks. I know. I should probably look for a meaningful relationship. But in the meantime,
it's not worth it. You're going to get tired of fucking, and then you're going to try and have a meaningful relationship, and you realize none of these women want to be with you.
That's not true.
It's absolutely true. They
don't
just
try
make
and drag me into
no,
your
no,
fucking.
No, Nick's right. They're just in it for your body. And great
beautiful
cock.
Body.
Yeah.
If people want
this incredible cock.
5.75.
Kind of. Women are dumb hard. Like that. Women are like, you know, you just got to like try everything.
Listen, bro, if someone wants to check fat, bald, and toothless off their list, DM me.
Yeah.
However, I still think I have a lot to offer, and I am a good partner,
mm-hmm.
and I will have a meaningful relationship with plenty of therapy that I will work through my issues,
mm-hmm.
and I will be there. And there will be a day where I wear a nice, cozy sweater, and my wife has a similar one, and our family comes over, and we all hug, and everyone's happy. But until then, I'm going to be fat, bald and toothless, and I'm going to suck on nipples through my tooth hole.
Mm-hmm. But then you're going to be skinny and have hair and stuff?
I might have hair.
When you get that sweater?
If the plugs are good. I mean, I'm probably going to be... Listen, I'm going to be a little fat for the rest of my life, obviously.
Sure.
But I don't want to be this fat forever.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to be slightly less fat than this. Big arms, no titties. That's all. Little tummy.
You would actually sort of start looking like Savage Psycho Joe if you let him train you.
I want to be trained by him. I would love to be one of his clients.
He needs to, after Columbia, he needs to come here.
Absolutely.
Dude, this crypto shit is hilarious.
Are people killing themselves?
There are people losing so much goddamn money, which is like that. That's usually, I mean, I said jokingly, this is the time to get in, but like, I think about it, in the years prior, the best times to buy were when you would see nothing but like people posting the suicide hotline
right, number.
That's when you know the market's bottomed, is when people are like, please don't kill yourself, man. Please
there's
buy,
stuff to live for.
Buy my Bitcoin off me before killing yourself. Help me get rid of this fucking poison.
Is the Silk Road still around?
No, dude. That was years ago. It got shut down.
Where do you buy drugs on the internet?
The Bitcoin used to be a thing where people were like, oh, yeah, there's a lot of value in that pretend money to buy child porn and drugs with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, you know, oh, well, the value is going to go up once it's legitimized or whatever. And then Silk Road went away. That kind of crashed the price a little bit. Mm-hmm. This exchange got hacked around the same time.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That was an issue. But,
yeah, I did
but,
that.
But it's like now it. Bitcoin has zero utility. It's like the only people talking about Bitcoin or any kind of fucking cryptocurrency, they'll like pretend like they give a shit about the project and use the language of like, you know, I really believe in this project. And it's like, right. How many other companies are you invested in? How many companies are you legitimately invested in? Or are you just tricking yourself into thinking you're not waiting to just dump the fucking bags on somebody else? It's entirely just gambling and hoping that there's going to be another rush of like idiots trying to get rich quick, and then you just con them.
Right. Wait, what is this? So you literally cannot use it for anything?
You can, but it's like it's slow.
I think there's not a Bitcoin ATM in Manhattan somewhere.
The thing is, it's like nice. Like people are like, oh, it's decentralized, and like some of them are private, and it's like Facebook and social media proves that people don't actually give a shit about privacy.
Right.
Nobody fucking cares. The only thing that matters is convenience. So regular people, the only thing they care about is the convenience of it. And it's like nobody's ever going to see Bitcoin as like something that has its own value separate from the dollar. They don't even do that with like Forex markets, really. I mean, like you think about, you know, it's like translating something to a second language in your fucking head. We're in Australia. We're in Japan. I'm not thinking about how much yen things cost. I'm like, what's the dollar equivalent of this?
Mm-hmm.
So, any idea that like crypto would be used purely as a currency is like a stupid idea. Even like the ones that are strictly currencies, they were designed to be used as currencies. Like I think Nano and some other shit are just like those
is
are
that,
tanking.
Is that one named after your dick?
No, it's the one named after my dick is, it's got...
Double Nano?
No.
Micro Nano?
I'm trying to think of a name that sounds like a crypto name but implies that I had sex with your mom.
Good luck, bitch.
Yeah, that sounds pretty specific.
Yeah. Anyways, it's that.
That's no, the, I think the Nano is named after
I know,
dick.
I'm heavily invested in Invenetia.
In Venetia? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There it is.
Did you see that movie, Finding Nano? It was about Nick trying to find his dick.
Trying to find his dick. And think he has to swim around the ocean and look for his little ass dick.
He's like, where'd it go? Nano? Why is your impression of me just a more Adam version of yourself?
Because it was...
here I am, here's me.
The dad in Finding Nemo was Elliot Gould, I believe.
No, I don't think it was.
It wasn't?
It wasn't.
Elliot Gould is too old, dude.
Yeah, you can't tell.
No, you
from
know
the
who
voice.
Was? It was
It wasn't Elliot Gould.
No. It was fucking Steve
Carell?
No. Gutenberg. Steve Gutenberg.
It was no way, he's retired.
No, it was Gutenberg. Look it up, bitch.
Oh yeah, no, he's not retired.
Look it up.
Shut the fuck up.
Why
dude.
You guys tell me to shut up?
Just shut up.
Oh man.
Fuck you.
Fuck you. I'm on the fucking phone, bitch.
At the
I'm on
library.
The phone, you dumb bitch.
I'm at the fucking library
shut
making
up,
a phone.
Bitch. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, bitch.
That fucking rules. Tell the librarian to shut up.
Shut up.
Fuck you.
Go fuck yourself.
To call
bitch.
A customer service department.
Oh, I got it wrong.
Yeah, you
Nemo
did.
Was played by someone named Alexander Gould.
Oh, so you read it, bitch? You didn't mm-hmm. know it intuitively?
Damn, that's weird that you forgot which one of your cousins played Nemo.
Which one of the Gould brothers?
Yeah.
And Gutenberg was the dad, right?
No, the dad was the dad Crush? No, Crush was the turtle.
Who was Steve Gutenberg?
What was the name of the dad?
How about Steve Eaton Turds?
That's good.
Yeah.
Nom, nom, these are good turds.
Damn, these are great turds.
These are really good turds. Hey, Tom Selleck.
Hi, I'm Chinese actor Michael Douglas.
Would you like some of these turds?
Oh, it was Albert Brooks. I was thinking the wrong old
they
Jew.
They sound the same.
Ni hao.
I was Gutenberg thinking and Albert Brooks sound the same.
I was thinking the wrong old Jew.
Whatever, dude.
Ni hao.
I was closer.
Wo de gay actor Michael Douglas.
He's in a new movie on Netflix that looks like
gay
fucking
rant.
Amazingly funny. Like the guy from Two and a Half Men wrote it, Chuck Lorre.
Really?
Yeah.
Chuck Lorre's writing books or movies now?
Yeah, he's writing books now? Damn.
It's him and Alan Arkin.
A show called 2.5 Inches, and it's about Adam growing his dick to the size
of your dick?
Of 2.5 inches.
Yeah, it's about Adam growing his dick to the size of your current dick.
It's about you guys putting your dicks together to equal one of my dick.
you admit your dick is 2.5 inches?
It's all relative, you fucking idiot.
Your dick has 2.5 inches.
Now you guys get
to
decide.
You have a 2.5-inch dick. By the way, my dick is 2.5 inches and Adam's dick is 0 inches. So our dicks are the same size.
If it's 0 inches, then it's no dick.
Hey, you know what?
Exactly.
You have to give me at least 0.0001.
Obviously, you don't understand how values work.
Yeah, you don't understand.
You don't understand.
You can't say to a woman that she has a small dick if she doesn't have a dick.
You could
at all.
If you wanted to.
No, it's not small. It doesn't exist.
You
non-existent.
Could if you wanted
yours
to.
Yours are flat. Your dick looks like it's drawn on your pubic bone.
Mm-hmm.
From the forward perspective.
Yeah.
Your dick
comes out as much.
Your dick comes out as much as
lead comes out on paper after you've written something.
Your dick is contoured.
So it's basically two-dimensional.
Adam has a YouTube channel where he's like, okay, today we're going to contour a dick.
We're going to draw my dick.
drawing it onto his balls.
It's just a time lapse of him drawing a dick onto his balls.
I think that would be an incredibly powerful page.
This is Adam doing a makeup tutorial about it.
For men in the community, men who have lost their penis.
Yeah, I'm a part of the dickless community here in San Francisco.
The dickless community.
I'm actually part of the dickless community.
That would make sense. I've long said that guy shouldn't have a penis.
That character?
Yeah.
Oh, here's these guys again.
You should fuck them up, dude.
The guys going to the forest to talk?
Yeah, the guys are having a conversation out in the woods.
Those guys are so totally cruising.
Couple of brothers having some brother chat.
I guess it would be easy to have gay sex in the Old West.
Yeah. I want to do, you know what we should do after this? Get some lav mics. We can watch No Country for Old Men and just be shocked at the gay sex. Be like, what? Oh, what?
Wait, is there gay sex in No Country?
No.
Are you thinking
of
Brokeback Mountain?
I am thinking Brokeback
Mountain.
Or you know what I should do is take Hell or High Water and edit in scenes from Brokeback Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
Hell or High Water rocked, by the way.
Yeah, it was great.
That movie ruled.
It's almost as good as my favorite movie, Beauty and the Beast.
That's your favorite movie?
They're very similar.
In what sense?
This guy needs help. He's going to try and rob me.
I'm going to put get out on him.
The shoddy in his face.
Uh-oh. This guy's trying to rob Nick. Let's see what
he's
doing.
He's a scammer?
Yeah, maybe.
He's acting like he's sad, but he's trying to rob.
Nick's character is pulling his pants down, and he's on all fours
now.
Yeah,
my character is sucking a dick.
I'll lead the man to strawberry. What if your penis tasted like a strawberry? Would you suck it? Or would you at least take your finger and take juices and do one of those? Adam, you first.
Adam, you can't use the phone while I'm playing video games.
I was just,
come on, man.
Answer my question.
Adam, we got cut scenes going on.
This dumb guy I went to college with has written 3 movies, and he's sending it to my friend to get his opinion on. Uh-huh. And so I'm very excited to read his movies. Yeah.
But answer my question.
What's the question?
If your dick tasted like a strawberry, would you suck it? Or at the very least, would you run your finger across the head and then put your finger in your mouth to get a little bit of the flavor?
I mean, why not? There's really no, there's no.
I don't know.
There's no, what's the bad part of that scenario?
Also, it would probably be warm, which is not the way you typically interact.
I've gotten head, like, I've gotten tip before in a self-sex scenario when I was younger and more limber. I don't think I could do it anymore.
Yeah.
Also, it was weird to have a penis in my mouth.
Well, not for you. The first time it was, yeah, but you've gotten used to it since, right?
What do you mean?
Nick, would you suck your own dick if it tasted like strawberries?
It's not a good hypothetical.
my own dick if it tasted like strawberries. Yes.
Thank you.
I would suck my own dick if it tasted like...
like shit of another man's ass, yeah. Which you do a lot. Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to clean it. You got to clean it off.
Ah, boys, boys, boys. Boys, boys, boys.
Damn, you know what tomorrow is, right?
What?
It's Thursday.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Great day to buy some boots.
Wait, tomorrow isn't Thursday.
I thought it was a great
tomorrow's
day
Tuesday.
To chew things.
No, it's not, actually.
Oh.
What?
We already chewed things for two days this month.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's all we get?
Wow, I love Thursday boots.
Do we have a boot company now?
Yes.
Yeah, you fucking asshole.
Of course we do. We're all wearing them right now, and our feet feel great, and they're very comfortable.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Adam?
Yeah, I'm wearing them right now.
That's right.
It's Thursday boots, you fucking asshole. Why don't you just wait until I say the thing instead of...
I didn't know we had...
Come on, man. Yes, you did, because you're wearing them, right?
Wearing them right now, yeah.
They offered free boots or whatever, and I was like, I'll send Adam down to pick out a pair, because Adam likes boots.
Yeah, he loves
them. I have those boots already.
I got to get rid of clothes, actually.
I just got rid of a bunch.
And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to throw out all my clothes and get more boots.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to go around completely
nude
because just, Thursday just boots guarantees you will not be arrested if you walk around nude in their boots.
Thursday boots does not guarantee you
not be arrested. No, trust me, this brand new sponsor that we have.
That will probably listen to this ad.
That is, yeah. The brand new sponsor, they want you to know, Thursday boots are so warm that if you go outside completely naked, mm-hmm. not only will you not get cold, it'll make your dick look mm-hmm. bigger. It'll make Thursday boots.
The two main selling points of these boots, what we're leading off with,
yeah. is that it'll make your dick look bigger. And you can walk around nude in them, and they'll keep you warm.
Yep.
And keep your whole body warm.
Whole body warm.
In fact, Thursday Boots has a new program now where if you buy one pair of boots, they'll match it by giving 19 pairs to homeless men willing to be completely nude.
Dicks
and we're
out.
Running an
big looking dick.
Just chunky.
That is
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Just a dick looking like a big old pile of vomit.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, damn, that guy's dick is ugly, but those are some nice boots.
Those are some warm looking mm-hmm. boots.
And he's like, can I go inside, please? So, mister, I was wondering if you had any inside for a man like me. I say to him, well, you're going to have to take those boots off in the house. He's like, I'm going to stay out here with my pile of vomit dick, thank you.
Mm-hmm, with my chunky looking
because cock. It's Thursday and I'm wearing my Thursday boots.
So true.
A lot of people want to know where the name of the company comes from.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Of our sponsor, Thursday Boots, ad read starting now.
Yeah.
Where does it come from?
If anyone is listening from the company, I love Thursday Boots. Tell us about it
for
it's the
actually
first
in
time,
the,
Nick.
It's actually in the copy. The brand started in 2014, and the name Thursday came about because on Thursday you work hard, but it's also the unofficial start of the weekend.
That is true.
Bitch, I'm fucking rich.
Thirsty
right?
Thursday.
Mm-hmm. It's been the weekend for me since 1995.
Yep.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Since your family won that lawsuit from that guy that molested
yeah,
you.
Yeah, since I was molested by Bam Margera and I took all of his skateboard money.
It's been a tough time for Bam since.
Checkmate.
Hey, yo, come on, Judge.
Yo, I'm Bam, and this is Touch a Little Boy's Penis. It was about that time that Jackass took a turn for the worse.
Yep.
Bam Margera getting the show canceled. You're watching the history of Jackass.
Is there a promo code?
Sex, lies, Steve-O.
We're good. This is for sure the last read they ever.
No,
did.
No, no, no. I'm. They're cool. All
right, cool.
No, they are legitimately cool.
Nice. They're cool.
It's a cool company, and they're good boots. It seems like not for real. A lot of people are wearing them.
Hell yeah.
I went to my cousin's birthday, and I was gonna, cause you know, I think they like we get like a hookup or whatever.
Nice.
And I was just gonna fucking be a cheapskate and just get my cousin free boots or whatever from the company. He had already bought boots from them.
Damn.
Yeah.
So that's what
you're talking about.
And then my aunt, like bought him like a gift certificate to this company. So damn. I guess people, I mean,
just getting out.
Yeah. Everybody. Yeah. Everybody knows. And now they're gonna. Now everybody who listens to Cumtown is gonna get a brand new pair of fucking boots. And if
for their birthday,
if you fucking pieces of shit sit here and laugh at the ad and you don't purchase the boots. You're the reason. We're going to fucking call the police on you.
That's right.
You're fucking listening to this show for free and don't buy the products. That's stealing.
Mm-hmm.
This is emotional labor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thursday boots are built for men and women who understand quality.
And non-binary.
Which sounds like, yeah.
And non-binary. And non-binary. And trans.
Thursday boots are built for men and women. And, you know, if you're in the middle of getting shit cut out or put on, you're getting your shit cut up.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a their cut. That's what I call it.
Wow, you know, Nick. Have you said that before?
The their cut's really good.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, I just got to go in to get my their cut. You know? Yeah. A little bit of that. Yeah. A lot of people get a circumcision. I got a circumcision. You know?
Circumcision. That's where they...
Hey, Maurice, with that beautiful circumcision.
Wow, the craftsmanship?
Yeah.
On your chopped up
down
cup?
Down in New Orleans, getting my circumcision. Yes, sir, I've been here at Lafleur Plantation for 280 years. They bring the slaves by and I perform the circumcision.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, please buy Thursday boots, everyone.
No, I like that guy. Yeah. He's like a Louisiana man who comes from a long line of guys who would circumcise slaves. It was his family's. My name is Pierre Circumcision.
Pierre Circumcision.
And I'm here for ThursdayBoots.com. Made in the same North American manufacturing facilities as the heritage brands your parents and grandparents wore that sell for two or three times the price.
That's
so I guess, I don't know. I mean,
this
I don't,
is that good shit.
Yeah. They're better value, better materials.
You get the good
shit. Like the famous Chrome XL leather from the Horween Tannery in Chicago.
The best.
That's, I'm sure that's like a part of
some of the best.
Their copy that they want read. Yeah. I Chrome XL leather from Horween Tannery.
I got a Horween for
you. I'm sorry. Isn't every Halloween Horween these days?
Yeah.
The way these bitches got their titties out, it is.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much.
It which reminds me, more I'm, about still, I'm still enjoying calling the Women's March the slut walk.
It's good. That's good.
Okay.
It's a good thing to do.
Anyways, prices start at $149, and they got free shipping and returns.
Love it.
Thursday boots are the best buy for this winter. With their clean, timeless design and durability, Thursday boots will keep you... Get this fucking shit out of my fucking face. Sorry, Google Docs was giving me...
Fucking asshole.
I hate it.
Where the
I
fuck
that.
Was I with the, these my own words? Where was I as I was about to say, spontaneously read words out of my own fucking... out of my own brain.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't know, but I actually think in Mandarin Chinese.
And
I have to furiously just write out everything that I'm thinking into English.
It's unbelievable to watch him work.
Yeah.
Including this thing that he's doing right now.
Right.
He's saying that all these words.
I'm also playing harpsichord behind my back.
Yeah.
You can't hear it. I have it muted.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful, though. I can see the way his fingers move.
You get... gliding across
the cloth.
Well,
you're speaking your native
tongue.
If
I'm doing the harpsichord and translating, sometimes I mess it up. Prices starting at $149 and free shipping return. Thursday boots are the best buy for this winter. And with their clean, timeless design and durability, Thursday boots will keep you standing comfortably for years to come. Mm-hmm. And you know what? They're good for sitting, too.
Oh, yeah. Sitting on your face.
Sitting on your shoes.
Sit on my face while wearing a pair of Thursdays. They're doing that.
They're doing
sit on stop space challenge.
They make belts. Too.
I guess they don't do sales or discounts. So their profit margins are probably pretty low considering these materials. So
that's the good shit.
But if you go to ThursdayBoots.com/town,
town.
Yeah, I guess Yeah, they definitely had somebody buying the ad, and then they didn't want. Yeah, they were like, "What's the name of it?"
Town, yeah, baby.
That's ThursdayBoots.com/town and get free shipping and returns.
That's great.
So use the link that, yeah, use that one. Anyways, no, I mean, I do, you know, Mack Weldon has good underwear and Thursday Boots has good shoes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Blue Chip is good dick pills.
Yeah, genuine endorsement.
We're real customers of these things.
Yeah, I mean, I legitimately.
No,
yeah,
I know. I've seen them shits around, for real.
I do care about quality.
Adam being a bitch and trying to ruin the ad at the beginning. Aside,
yeah, I apologize for that.
Aside, these are wonderful products.
These are wonderful products.
But I just did look at their website.
Let me see your titties.
They look
ThursdayBoots.com.
And they also have a bunch of products you could take care of your boots and leathers. And
yeah,
belts.
Adam's proud of the expensive boots that he stole from like a black lost and found or something a couple years ago.
It was in my apartment building.
Exactly.
And it wasn't. What do you mean a black lost and found? What do you mean I was gentrifying it?
Some Caribbean boys could have been wearing those boots, man.
No, those boots were bought by someone.
Lost and found for black people.
We'll see about that.
When I didn't. What does it mean, a lost and
found? It'd be great if you have a box that just says black, lost, and found. It's just completely empty. fuck. I was laughing the other day about black synagogue.
Uh-huh.
You know, people say black church is so fun.
Yeah.
Like, oh, man,
yeah,
I would love to go to black synagogue. And they're like, yeah, just waiting to collect that rent money. Can't wait to get my hands on that money. Collecting the rent. Good Lord, please bring me the rent so I can haggle about Xbox coupons. Just people clapping. And
turning
who gave us
the
these coupons?
Turning off the water.
Good
speed
Lord, yeah. The good Lord gave us these coupons. Good times, easy credit rip-offs. I also like the idea of a black church where they only sing the theme songs to black TV shows. Easy credit ripoffs, good times. Ain't we happy we got them? A Miller Boy Ed production. As we say, ladies and gentlemen, Black Church is a Miller Boy Ed production filmed in front of a live studio audience.
God damn. I would love to go to Black Synagogue.
Yeah. Black Synagogue would be pretty damn funny.
Get in the building condemned.
Get in the building condemned.
I was telling Nick earlier today, but I was stuck in line at the supermarket a couple days ago behind this guy arguing that his coupon wouldn't scan, and it took about 10 minutes for him to save 50 cents.
Oh, my God.
On a gallon of ice cream,
Jesus
50
Christ.
Cents. And he's like, if you're going to print the coupons, you're making a promise to the customers.
He said that.
He's like, this coupon represents a promise.
It's a promise.
And you've lied to me. You've lied to me. I was just in line. I just wanted to be like, cock!
He doesn't represent
oh,
us.
Oh, my God.
I'm so mad I wasn't there.
That
so
generation,
to,
that
like,
generation is like almost
me to
nearly
not let
dead.
Anyone know that happened.
No, I was with my grandma actually, and she was even like, "Jesus Christ, what's wrong?"
Your grandma was in the Holocaust.
Yeah, yeah. she's like, "This sucks."
That's so funny.
And I was like, "Should we move to another line?" But we were next in line, so it was like that. Like I should just wait it out. Other people are getting out of line.
Oh, my God.
It was not good for the people. Not good for our people.
This coupon represents a promise to the customer.
You've made a promise to me and the rest of the customers that we get 50 cents off. This generic Vons flavored vanilla ice cream. It's the Vons ice cream. It's not even like a name brand.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That rules.
Brutal.
It
that
is crazy
absolutely
to see.
Rules.
It's but like those guys are almost nearly dead. Like that's it's just like a collection of like,
and they deserve to die.
Thank God. When they go, it's gonna be like,
oh yeah, everyone
they're just
thinks
gonna
Jews are cool.
No,
man,
no, no,
Adam.
They're leaving us in a universe where they think where everyone thinks we're like that.
So, to be honest with you, dude, that day I was with you at Guitar Center, I was like, fuck.
Oh yeah, when I was asking the guy,
that was insane.
I was like, it does have scratches on the back.
That was fucking insane, dude. They'd been closed for 5 minutes.
No, they hadn't been.
This guy doesn't make commission. This is just a retail employee, and Adam's like, I don't know. Can I take another picture of it and send it to my other friend? You know, like it was already $600 off this guitar.
It wasn't $600 off. You're exaggerating.
Do you still have the guitar? Did you return it?
No, I have the guitar, obviously. I shred alone. When Dasha leaves the house, I take all my clothes off.
Shred alone.
When my girlfriend's gone, hanging out with her platonic, she swears, male friends.
Yeah.
I play my song.
No, she's friends with drunk girls and mean gay guys.
What's going on with this totem pole up here?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Take a look at this. We have a look-see. We're going to do some experiments.
Wow. You can't climb this fucking mountain, bitch.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
I can do anything I set my mind to. That's the thing. People don't believe in me. But I've proven that despite being completely able-bodied and a straight white man, I have accomplished almost nothing. that all it took was just sort of hanging out until I got lucky. Despite everyone saying that that's how the world works. I somehow found the courage.
Just kind of staying in the mix. One of the most retarded projects you've ever done, catching on for some reason.
Of all the things I've spent hours like writing and editing. And like really working on now a podcast.
I've got a little less penis.
Boop boop bad times. Small dick is brought to you by some Crest White Strips. Easy credit rip off. Suck my
please
suck
penis.
On my dick.
Suck my beautiful little penis. It's small but it's tasty. Yeah. It looks beautiful.
Why did it go into widescreen while you were on the...
My man cracked his skull off that mountain.
You're supposed to be able to just go into that cinematic mode and hold X and it'll go along the road for you, but I guess that's not working, so you just rode the horse off the cliff.
Damn, Rockstar Games.
Man, I've been messing up my R's and L's lately.
It's Japan, dude.
I know.
I'll do that to you.
Fuck Japan.
I'm a man of the world.
I actually looked up why that happens.
Why?
Because it doesn't happen with all words. Sometimes they can make the R sound, and they don't flip it.
So what is it?
I think it's when words end in those letters,
mm-hmm.
They don't have words that end in, like, L. They only have words that end in R, maybe the other way around.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why they do it. They naturally flip it.
They do it with every fucking word, from what I heard.
That
they
doesn't sound like you looked it up at all, bitch.
Yeah, they were like...
You have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
I did look it up.
Well, then you didn't retain a lot.
How come every Japanese bitch I spoke to there was nothing. Like, you know, saying like crass loom and shit?
They don't say rub you. They can say I love you.
No, they can't.
They don't say rub.
Yeah, they do.
No,
yeah,
they
do.
No, they don't.
You're absolutely
okay.
Wrong
sorry,
about
you
this.
Paid one prostitute who can say her L's to say she loves you over and over again.
I'll look it up again. I should have retained more information. Stop.
Yes,
you're
you
right.
Should have before bringing it up on our show.
Yeah,
we
made a promise to
show.
Our fucking listeners that we will educate them.
This all right, is
boys,
the
here
news.
We go. We got some legendary moose activity going on here. It's a moment everyone's been waiting for on the show.
The legendary moose. That's what I call my dick.
Yeah. That'd be cool type to have a moose-shaped dick.
Legendary moose. Chuck, come suck this legendary moose, bitch.
Fuck.
That is good.
I'm about to let the legendary moose out of my jeans, you fucking whore.
The legendary juice.
Ooh, come get this juice from the moose.
Yeah.
The moose, bitch.
I love feeding my juice to a whore. I tell you, there's one thing whores can't get enough of. It's my fucking juice.
It's my fucking juice, whore.
Damn.
The moose, bitch.
Dude, you got juice. Why don't you come juice my moose?
Come juice the moose.
You fucking slut. I'm trying to get my moose juice.
fuck.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That's good. That's good. You guys, you're welcome.
You're welcome for that one, guys. You're welcome for Juice the Moose. Wow, you killed a little baby bear, dude?
Yeah, I love killing baby bears. Little bear cubs getting their shit fucked up by me.
Can you eat the bear meat?
El Champion.
Circumcision.
Circumcision. Yeah, let's go back to that guy. I'm mad that happened during the read, but I love that guy.
I love it. I've been
oh, my family, my father, work on Le Four Plantation. He came up with the idea of cutting off the slave's penis to prevent them from having a bigger penis. Because they would disrespect us. You know what would be funny if... Yeah, if like they were like, let's try out slavery, right? And then So they go get a black guy and they take his clothes off and put him on the auction block, but he just has like the world's smallest dick, and they're like, oh, we can't do that to these people.
Oh, so you think slavery started
penis
because
envy.
They happened to see one guy with a big ass dick.
Yeah, that
and
was
they were
like,
oh fuck no.
This well, man you gotta shall get not a job, free. Bitch. I'm gonna have your money. You're not gonna walk around with a cock like that. Just not have fucking Monday through Friday locked up.
I'm sure that like Hotep Facebook memes definitely say that.
What's that?
I'm sure that like Hotep Facebook memes definitely say like they sold us into slavery because our penis were too good.
You think so?
Probably.
Adam beats off to those pages.
I don't. Do you seriously?
To reading the word
you
penis?
Do, you beat off to that? That's so weird.
it's crazy that you admitted that. Just
no,
you
admitted
that.
Come
you're
on.
Like to read the word penis.
It was funnier
you're
when
like,
you guys
I
said
hate
that.
To admit it, but I masturbate to the word penis.
That might.
I hate to admit this.
That's pretty fucking gay, dude.
Here we go, dude. I got some moose evidence over here.
Uh oh.
Juice my moose.
Hey, come on over here. Juice my moose, baby girl.
Where's this bitch?
Oh, sorry.
What? What do you have to do?
I have to go.
Where do you
what time
to
go? Is it? How long have we been doing?
We're 1:06. It's 5.
Okay.
I just got to be at the show at 6:30.
Oh, yeah? The gay sex show?
Yeah, of course. As a matter of fact, it is.
Gay sexival? Gay sextivist for
the
rest
I'm
of
us? Yeah, I'm at the East Village Gay Sextival Monday through Friday.
Gay sextivist for the rest of us.
I'm opening for Margaret Cho and Guy.
You're opening for your own ass?
Yeah, and a bunch of other guys.
Okay, be gone, Adam.
How about Margaret Choed?
That's good, bro. Hey, while Adam's leaving, I want to let you guys know to make sure to come to my fucking shows. I'm on Long Island on the 30th. Go to stavi.biz for that shit. I think Huntington Arts Center or something. No, that's wrong. Just look it up. But in D.C., the 7th and 8th, come to those fucking shows. I'm headlining a whole weekend at a club. I'd love to see you there. I'm in Indy on the 13th, fucking Cincinnati on the 14th, Columbus on the 15th, and I think I'm out in Cleveland on the 16th. And then look out for that L.A. show February 2nd. So buy tickets to all those. And we got more stuff coming up. Pittsburgh, Buffalo, all that shit put together, bitch. So please come to my shows. Now, please, Nick, continue with Margaret Choed.
Margaret Choed. And what the fuck does she say?
Oh, my penis is wide.
My penis so wide, but it's very short.
What is that?
I thought I told you to leave, Adam.
What is that toothpaste you have, dude? Do you have like Muslim toothpaste in your
using
bathroom?
His toothpaste?
No, I just saw it in his bathroom.
Why are you mad at his toothpaste, man?
I'm not mad at it. I've just never seen the brand Daber toothpaste. It
sounds like you're pretty mad.
Daber toothpaste.
I don't know. It's some like red clay shit that's, I don't know. It's like, it tastes like Big Red.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cinnamon.
That sounds awesome. Wait, how do you know that?
It said cinnamon on the tube.
Did you taste it?
No, were you in the bathroom eating my toothpaste?
No, I was taking
it. He's like making fun of that Jewish guy, and he's like, ooh, a dinner for free.
A lot of people eat toothpaste as meals.
No, they don't.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, shit, a moose. Oh, was that a moose?
You almost got stomped.
All right, yo. Yard.
I'll see you all. All
right, are we at an hour, Adam?
We're over an hour.
Oh,
we're
perfect.
10 minutes over an hour.
All right, well, fuck it.
All right.
The show's over.
Show's over,
bye.
Guys.
See you next time.
See ya, jive ass something.
Don't say it.